This is 7 News Network, and we bring you breaking news of a bank robbery downtown, where the First World Bank has just been struck by what is believed to be the greatest heist in recent years. Only hours ago, just before the lunch hour rush, 4 men entered the bank building through the main doors, posing as bank customers. The accomplices, who have yet to be identified by the police, were heavily armed and managed to remain undetected by bank security. Having located the bank manager, they forced him to relinquish a server room skeleton key. Security forces are unwilling to comment at this point, but inside sources indicate that the manager may have sustained fatal injuries during the robbery. In this server room, inside what appears to be a hollow photocopier, an unknown accomplice had hidden drilling equipment as well as several canisters of what sources describe as thermite, a chemical compound commonly used by elite military units to break through hardened metal surfaces. The drilling equipment was then used to force the locks of the gate blocking the way to the underground high-security vault area. Having gained access to the vault area, the 4 accomplices proceeded to ignite the thermite in a space directly above the storage vault. While the robbers emptied the vault of an unknown amount of cash, security forces arrived, surrounding the building and cutting off all exits and escape routes. At this point, it was believed that the bank robbers, who held hostage several bank customers and officials, would try to initiate negotiations with the authorities. Instead, they executed what appears to be a carefully designed escape plan. Using plastic explosives, the robbers blew a hole in an interior wall, creating a concealed escape route via an adjacent office building into an unmonitored stairwell. Police and forensics are still examining data, but concede that there are currently no leads on the escaped assailants.